Welcome to How Much Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This is the only episode going out this week because of Christmas. But we want to make sure you had something to keep you company if you need a break from your family or even worse, your boyfriend's family. That sounds like we hate our boyfriend's families. But if you don't like your boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the awkward like third cousins that you have to be around and all that you don't really know. And
yeah.
All them.
Yeah.
Just run away from
it. It is definitely a time where you have to see people, or even like the Christmas Eve pub experience.
Yeah.
Like you're going to see exes. You're going
to
see.
Yeah, people from your past that it's just awkward to say hello to now. Like
it's like the nightmare of Christmas past. Or what's, what's that? The ghost of Christmas past?
Something like that.
I used to love that one.
I don't
Little
know what
Timmy.
What was the skeleton one? I liked that one.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I like that.
Love that one. But that little doctor is so scary.
Yeah, it used to fascinate me.
It's so scary. Who, the doctor?
Just the whole like movie. I just like,
yeah, it's cool. But I hated the doctor.
I don't remember the doctor.
So scary. There's certain characters and things that really freak me out.
That just spring to your mind.
The penguin and Wallace and Gromit. Did you ever see Wallace and Gromit?
No.
So scary. Mm-hmm. And then the guy in...
Is Wallace and Gromit like Shaun the Sheep?
It's same makers.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all made out of Play-Doh.
Yeah. And the guy from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, the evil guy.
Oh,
yeah, he was scary.
Some people, I literally have to, like fast forward still to this day.
Not watching them.
Yeah.
No,
it's not. It's not good. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of all the winter bits has us so excited for winter fashion. Glitz and glam nights out, Christmas jumper time.
They have everything.
They have it, literally everything. They've got you covered.
Whether you're searching for the perfect Christmas jumper for a family dinner, sparkle on a glam night out, they have it all. Like we said, I was in there last week. Tights are a big thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Love tights.
Yeah.
They have really cool tights that have like, do you know, like the line down the back and a little bow and like,
aww.
Yeah, like design tights.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like
yeah,
fashion tights.
Yeah. I feel like that's come back around because it used to be really big to wear, well, I don't know, when I was younger, I used to wear like yellow, blue, green
tights.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like 10 years ago. That's after come back around.
I had blue Vans and red tights I used to always wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, yeah.
Or do you remember?
And opaque, like full on, you can't see anything.
Oh, skin. Thick.
Yeah.
Thick. Do you remember the tights that were like black up to like your thigh and then it was like a fake
stocking? Yeah, yeah.
A fake stocking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember them. I
was flat out, honestly. And you wear my denim shorts and like your runners or whatever.
My mother was like, ooh.
Like, seriously.
What is that?
But they have it literally all in Pennies.
Yeah. Including the reach of our collection, which features luxe fabric, satin finishes, lace, fur, and the colour of the season, of course, burgundy. Mm-hmm. Head to Pennies today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials.
Rant of the week. We get to be moany bitches and not feel bad about it.
We get to just get it all out.
Get it off your chest.
I was complaining actually yesterday to Dano about how busy town is at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And there just needs to be more venue. It's not even, I love busy, I love Dublin, I love town, but like there's not enough venue, so everyone ends up in the same two places. And it's actually like sardines
in
a tin.
But also how long it takes you to get into town even. Remember the night when I was going to meet you?
Oh, that was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And also, taxi prices are gone up. I only found out.
By 9%.
I came home last night.
I think 9 is a good chunk.
That's a hefty chunk. Like,
but they do the Lord's work.
They really do. Fair play to them putting up with all those drunk people in the back of their car.
Oh, I actually have to give a shout. I don't know if they're going to listen, but I met, I had a taxi driver and he was at one of our live shows with a girlfriend.
Oh.
So shout out to them.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
I got home last night from a taxi and I usually never like put my hand out for a taxi.
Yeah, yeah.
I usually always do it on free now or whatever. Mm-hmm. But last night I just happened to jump into the back of the taxi, so I was paying my cash. And when I got to my house, I was like, "How much is that?" And he was like, "Oh, I forgot to turn the meter on." And I was like, "Oh, that's
free."
That's kind of annoying because I have no judge on how much it should be. Do you know what I mean?
What's it usually though when you come home from town?
On a good day, like if I'm coming home from like the middle of the day, hair appointment, it could be like 25 maybe.
Okay.
So when he pulled up outside, I was like, "Sorry, how much is that?" And he was like, "Oh, I forgot to turn the meter on." He was like, and I kid you not, he was sitting there for a good, like, I'm going to say like 30 seconds, awkwardly just reading like, "Well, 50, and I was like, this is so fucking awkward. Just tell me how much it is. Let me out. Like, I'm
so
comfortable." He was like, €40. He's like, "You know the prices are going up." I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's grand. I'm not going to fight you on that.
My 9%, not by that.
40 quid? If my dad heard that now, he'd have my dad's like frugal. He's not frugal. God love him so much. But he just thinks like, if my dad would rather get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and come into town and collect me rather than hearing
that you spend that
40, 50 quid in a taxi. Yeah.
I can't believe it was 40.
40 quid?
Mad. From 25? Like, that's a big jump.
Yeah, isn't it?
suppose nighttime is more expensive though.
Yeah, true.
It would have been like, it probably should have been 30 realistically.
Just added it.
Yeah,
you got swindled.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
He was just doing a 1-2.
Honestly.
Were you drunk? No, you weren't.
No.
Drunk. No.
No.
Some. Fuck.
If I was definitely drunk, I would have given him 70 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Take
yeah
it all.
Take double. Yeah. Yeah, I just think Dublin needs more venues. It needs more, like, I would much rather go out to like a nice buzzy restaurant till 2 a.m. and go home.
A buzzy restaurant?
A buzzy, like a bit of...
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying busy, but you just said it wrong.
Oh, no, no, like
oh,
a
like
buzzy.
Actual buzz, like a buzz. Like, yeah, like, oh, I thought you were
saying... music, like maybe like, and do you know ones like in like London?
Yeah,
and
we
like,
just don't have places
we don't
like
have
that
anywhere no like that.
Like, what's that? I've never been to it, but I've seen it on TikTok. I have Bagatelle place in London and all, and like... Those cool restaurants that
yeah
you can get dressed up and not feel like a dick.
Dublin doesn't have one place like
no
that. Like,
I'd never go out for a meal like dressed up. Like think about it. Like actually fully like heels.
Yeah.
Cola.
Boots vibe would only go.
Yeah,
really,
yeah,
like,
yeah. We stop
yeah
at Boots. We're
yeah
like, enough.
I know.
We don't have places like...
No, there's not. And if anyone knows any that we don't know
let
of...
Let us know. Yeah.
Well, I don't think there is. Or like SDK.
All those kinds of...
Someone
places
needs to take them for the team and buy the franchise.
Please.
And then make it here.
Yeah, and just let us...
And a Joe and the Juice. Please.
Yes.
Oh, please. Like, I would actually be the number one customer. I promise I come every day.
I'm so excited to just eat my body weight in...
Jones. Oh, American food.
Shy food this week. So
oh
excited.
When you come back, you feel real.
Oh, I'm going to feel absolutely awful. And January, I'll start my fitness game that I absolutely did not follow this year.
Sorry. How long did...
A week or two. Girl, I said, fuck this. No.
I think you went in too much at once.
I went... balls deep. I
yeah
head first.
And then you're real sore and then you just don't want to even do
not
it anymore.
Not even sore. I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All the filling out things and all. I was like, this is like torture to me.
Yeah.
No. I need to do things at my own pace.
Yeah.
It might
yeah
take me a little bit longer.
I don't fill out with anything because I just won't. I know I won't do it. I'm just like, that's just not.
Yeah, no point.
Yeah. I just can't. I'll just keep it in my noggin.
Yeah.
Up here.
My rant of the week is... Please don't take this personally. If this is you, if this is you and this suits you, that's fine. But it's just something that I look at and I give out about.
Oh.
People who have their Christmas dinner at like 12 o'clock in the day. Are
yeah
you all right?
I'm
that is your
that
breakfast.
I'm scared of people. Actually, but maybe they have another health.
No.
And then they get two.
No. If you are having your Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it's too early.
Between the times of like 11, I'm going to say and 2. No, that's the time to be... picking at crackers and
cheese
and meat. Yeah, charcuterie
yeah
boards. And
yeah
like, you only had your fry a few hours ago or whatever you had.
Yeah, depending on how early you're up.
Like, I get Christmas dinner is always going to be earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And like, because at home in our house, our dinner time is 6:30. And it's been like that since I'm a child.
Yeah.
6:30 in the evening is dinner time. But Christmas dinner, I think my mum usually does that at about like 4 maybe.
Yeah. Yeah,
a
yeah
bit after.
A bit earlier. Like,
yeah.
The only way I'm like, okay, if it was like, if someone did it at 1 o'clock, and if they were up since like 6 a.m, I'm like, okay, that's with like really young kids
yeah
who go to bed early.
Okay.
But that's the only way that otherwise you're not allowed.
I wouldn't stomach it at that time.
At 1?
No.
If you're up since 6, so imagine you'd actually be starving. You ever get up earlier in the day and then you could eat like I could eat a house at like 10 a.m.
I think it's mad.
Well, I do think it should be like getting dark, personally.
Yeah.
I couldn't enjoy it as much at 1 o'clock.
No. I'd be like, oh, this is my lunch. I'm so
yeah
confused.
I'd like to know the reason behind people doing that.
Do you have a starter, a main, and a dessert?
We kind of eat like starters throughout the day.
Yeah, picky bits.
Like, little
I
bit.
Love picky
bits. Yeah, like salmon on bread.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese boards. This year, actually, I'm getting deserted for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be home alone, basically.
My mother and father already told you. Take you under
yeah
the wing.
Yeah, we'll be coming over. But yeah, we're having our dinner with Donna's family. And then... go to Ellie's and then Hannah's. So it's going to be friendmas.
Yay! I love that.
And then I fly the next day, so it's grand. But yeah, I'd love to know people's reason behind that.
Yeah, really
early hours.
I feel like it's an old people thing to do. Why do I feel like
yeah,
all old people have their dinners matter?
My nanny does eat her dinner. And then she has like a tea, which isn't
oh
dinner. It's just like a little like
snack
later in the day. Yeah. It's actually a really good way of eating for your stomach.
Is it?
Yeah, to have
yeah,
like a big lunch.
Yeah, you should be eating such a big
dinner
meal so
yeah
close to dinner or
bedtime.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe they have it all worked out and we're
the fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
We're
in the wrong.
Yeah, that's true. We also have a listener rant in. I've been going through a really tough time at the moment. I'm so done with everyone's shit. I took my boyfriend's... Why do I say shit like that? Shit. I took my boyfriend's phone to look up a restaurant we were going to for the weekend and they seen me search 2 different girls. It's made me very upset and feel like there's a massive level of trust broken while I'm actually already going through an awful lot. I confronted him about looking at the girls on Instagram and his response was to say I had no right to be sly and sneaky looking at his phone. He continued to tell me one of the girls was looking for a concert ticket he was apparently selling, but he never messaged her about the ticket. So bullshit. Another girl, he said, has started seeing his friend. That's a good line that they always like to use.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, always, oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
I don't know. Oh. It's a good little fake use. It's good until you know it's fake.
It's good until you, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why he had to look her up, because he said he knows her and it's from the same town. The third girl, he said, was a soccer coach he wanted to see a picture of because he knew her mom. His soccer coach wanted to see a picture of. Honestly, girls, I've given him hope and lost trust at this point. I know I might be overreacting to it, but what I've been going through lately and everything, I've been really struggling. I've lost what I thought was a good friend recently and much more family problems. I just don't have the headspace of being treated with disrespect. So at the moment, we're not together. We've been together 2 years and I've recently talked about moving in and having kids, and this has just made me lose all trust and respect for him.
Like, would you rather if him just said, I was just being nosy and wanted to look at them? Do you know what I mean? Sometimes, like, shit like this, the little itty-bitty lies are making you go even more into an overdrive in your head.
And they're so specific lies. I'm like, that's kind of scary when someone's able to make up something that...
On the spot.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, like.
Like, it's not... I don't think it's a coincidence that's three girls. I don't know, though. We don't...
Like, was he just...
But that is it.
Wonder, does she know these girls?
I feel like she needed this rant just off her chest.
Yeah.
Because
that's fine, girl.
That's annoying. Like, that's shit.
Yeah. I'd be pissed off.
And I feel like, well done for not being with him.
Saying, see ya.
Yeah. Especially when you're going through stuff as it is.
Like, yourself.
That's just the icing on the cake for something like that, that you're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And maybe he's not really being there for her and like things anyway. And then seeing that is literally like, okay, that's confirmation I needed that he's not.
Yeah. She needed something to like, confirm,
yeah.
Aww. Yeah. Well, you've ranted to us. We've listened.
Yeah.
I would do the exact same rant.
Yeah. You need that vent. I feel like sometimes after you say things out loud, you're just like, ah. Yeah. Like, just done.
It can clear your mind a little bit on.
Yeah. And as upsetting as it is, like, you can sleep at night knowing you're not worrying about no one's son.
Mm.
You're getting REM sleep.
Yeah.
And you're not worried about who anyone's looking up, and you're just with yourself, independent queen. Before you start, we're going to move in. Like, that just seems like good timing in the best way.
Do you think
that you haven't done any of that?
Sometimes you think, like, they were talking about moving in, having kids and all, and if something like this happens, you think, geez, like, we were so good.
Just about, yeah.
But it nearly is like divine timing.
Divine,
that
yeah. I was trying to think of the word. Yeah, yeah. Literally. But thank you for your rant, and I hope that you
are okay.
And good for you knowing your worth and leaving when it doesn't feel right, because that's a really hard thing to do. So, well done, Slade. If you agree with our rants, let us know. You can email homeidrink@goloudnow.com or send in your own, or follow us on Instagram @homeidrinkpods. So if I was you, we get to give you very honest, very raw advice about what we'd do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly what we would do if we were in that exact situation. So these are sent into our email address again, and it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com.
So this, if I was you, says, nearly 4 years ago, I met a fella in school through mutual friends. We had a talk on stage for a good few months during lockdown, so we couldn't really see each other. We eventually met up. I didn't kiss him because I hadn't kissed anyone before, and things fizzled out after that because he took that as me not liking him. He then told me that he had lost interest. This led to 2 years of no contact. During this time of not speaking, I hadn't seen him at all, but I never seemed to have gotten him out of my mind. He's always popped into my head, and I never stopped liking him. Recently, we've gotten back in contact, and after a week, we met up. I went over to his, and things got quite intimate. He was my first kiss and first time.
Aww.
The following days after, he stopped replying quickly, and he started leaving my messages undelivered, regardless of being on his phone. No one I could see, he was active. The days leading up to me going over to his messages were quick, and he was over-sexualizing every conversation. Should this have been my red flag? Thanks, girls. I'm really upset about this, and I don't know what to do. Please help a bird out.
Oh, birds. That's so shit.
I find it so cringe if someone ever was trying to like over-sexualize something.
A conversation, like.
Yeah, it's just like, oh.
Like when a man is like, like they try, like, I'm just, I'll text you about it. I'm just getting in the shower.
Oh, wish
I was in that shower too.
Oh, what
you doing? What would you do if I was in that? Nothing. Yeah. I tell you to get out, you weirdo. Yeah.
What are you doing? Watching telly, my PJs. And what's under those?
Granny pants.
Like, the biggest pair of Bridget Jones knickers you could ever imagine.
I had granny pants on yesterday. I had no tongs. They were all in the wash. And anyway, so I was like, grand, comfy, hungover, granny pants. Dana was like, what the fuck? I know. Get the damn off you now.
I love them.
Absolutely not. I love these. They are comfortable. And then I went to bed in them because I only put them on after my shower in the evening. I was like, I'm not sleeping in these. And he was like, absolutely not. I was like, I'm literally going to sleep.
Like,
go away from me.
And men,
they're horrible.
Try and wear a thong for all the time. Guys, your butt crack doesn't like it all the time. They're sore.
Not
like, sorry.
Not the super skinny ones.
Yeah. No.
Brazilian
sometimes
is
we
okay.
need a good Bridget Jones Snickers.
They're my only pair.
They're amazing.
They're like actual, they're more actually like a boy short, to be honest.
Yeah, I love a boxer one. They're like,
those ones. But they're real tight on me. They're way too small. So like, they give me like a double bum.
Oh.
Do you know when it digs? So maybe he's right. They're pretty bad. Anyway, back to the dilemma at hand. This, it's really hard because you gave him like,
so
everything
much.
And like that's so much, such a big deal for you. It was your first kiss, first time, like that is such a big deal. I feel like more so for a girl, and for him then to treat you like that afterwards is just so shit, because you have this emotional connection with them that like is a real thing after you have sex with someone, especially your first person, and then for him to blank you afterwards, like it's so, that's an arsehole, to be fair.
Do you think that over sexualizing every conversation should be a red flag? Like maybe because it was her first time, she didn't really see it before, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably a bit of a red flag, but it's not something that I would be like, oh no, now I can't go over because he's gonna try to do this. Because if your bro, if you also were into him, you wouldn't, maybe beforehand you wouldn't have thought them conversations were weird.
Yeah,
you're like excited to see him,
like
you're probably both kind of like, if he might start them, but like you'd have the conversation together then about, I don't know, sexting or skills. Like, yeah, but I feel like he probably instigated them texts. But like, when you fancy someone, like, you do be, we do be replying. We do be messaging back.
We do go colorblind when we like someone as well, don't we? Red flags don't exist.
I don't think that's,
they're burnt orange.
I don't think that's a red flag. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I think don't blame yourself. You weren't to know.
No.
Like, don't look back and be like, oh God.
I should have seen this.
Yeah, I have known? Like, it's definitely not something that you can predict. And like, that's all on him that he's been an arsehole not replying. And like, that's so shit for you seeing him be active on his phone and just him just not answering. Like,
I think don't reach out to him. Don't, like, out of sight, out of mind. I know it's so much easier said than done, but like, mute his Instagram so it doesn't come up on you.
Yeah.
On your feed.
Blessing.
Archive the WhatsApp messages. Like, so you're not going to the extreme of like blocking him and stuff if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But there's other little ways that you can like keep them out of your mind a little bit more.
Definitely.
And once you know that like this is not a you problem at all.
Yeah.
Not in the slightest.
100%. Don't think of it as if like you did anything wrong, or
you
like
should have done something different.
No. Or thought maybe not went over. Like, you've done everything right on your terms. You haven't done anything that could have changed how he feels. But some men are just pricks. And he didn't seem nice actually either before when he said, what did he say again? He had lost interest. Well, that's, I suppose it's not bad. It's like 2 years ago to have said that. But I think cut your losses. Be upset about it. Tell your friend, like, write out a letter if you want to or something to get your feelings out, and then be like, right, I'm not spending any more time sad about that. But shit, because your first time's always going to be like, so I feel like
it's such a big, remember it, like,
it's a big deal. Yeah, it's a huge deal. Like, you're like, I don't know, I feel like it's just important.
Yeah.
And that he is kind of tainted it for you, but there is nice men out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that. And then, you know, I was going to find them first time around, but he can fuck off.
Kiss the frogs.
Kiss the fucking awful frogs. Yeah. And don't go over the messages again either. You weren't to know.
No.
You're going to overthink things and everything else. So I don't think anything you could have done would have changed. I think even if you hadn't have had sex with him and you went over the next time or whatever, like, maybe it still would end the same way, because he's just, I know it would end the same way, because he's just that type of person.
Mm.
So.
No, not your fault at all.
No, absolutely not. You can send in your dilemma, first or problem, or rant to homewardrink@goletitnow.com. New episodes of Home Drink Extra Juice come out on Mondays. Our main episodes are on Wednesdays.
What did I call it last week, actually?
Extra spice.
I kind of like it.
Like it too. Thanks so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the collection of winter essentials available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to whatever podcast platform you're listening to is on right now. Talk to you soon, Bert.
Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.